Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, I'm Cara Vorderman. It's Good Friday, Happy Easter, and welcome to our second Flashback Friday edition of Perfect 10. Now, just like last week, all of today's Flashback Friday questions have been specially selected from our massive back catalogue of episodes, and only the very best questions make the cut. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes, so can you finish the week with a perfect 10 score? Let's find out. Today is the 29th of March, and it was on this day in 1951 that the classic musical The King and I made its Broadway debut. The show did, of course, go on to be adapted into a hugely successful movie as well. The King and I featured some excellent acting performances, but can you put in a winning quiz performance today? Well, it's time to find out, as here come your questions for this Flashback Friday edition of Perfect 10. Are you ready? Are you steady? Here come your questions. Question one, as always, is your starter for a Perfect 10. And today it's a little bit of geography. Here we go. Is Easter Island located in the northern or the southern hemisphere? As it's Flashback Friday, question two is a classic hearsay question. So, can you figure out the famous phrase which is hidden in these sounds?
Excuse me, that's mine.
Sorry.
Use yours. That's much better.
Hearsay, say what you hear. And you can't go far wrong. Answers, as always, after the final question. Question three, Carol Lateral Thinking, and today it's a sequence. Which planet comes next in this sequence? Earth, Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, and then what? Can you spot the pattern, and can you work out which planet comes next? Pause if you need to. If you got it, let's move on. Question four is our memory game, and we are heading to the supermarket for a trolley dash.
Join us here for today's trolley dash, and Sharon and Pauline are going to grab as many items as they can from the shelves before their time runs out, and they're off. Pauline has gone straight for the alcohol section, and she has grabbed two bottles of white wine and a bottle of rosé. It's on to the canned food section now, and Sharon has put four tins of baked beans into their trolley. And as she is doing that, Pauline has gone for a jar of curry sauce and a bag of rice. We are still in the canned food section, and between them, they have picked up two cans of spaghetti hoops, a can of tinned potatoes, and three cans of chicken soup, and two cans of chopped tomatoes. They are now heading towards the freezer section, and they have grabbed a tub of raspberry ripple ice cream and a 500-gram bag of oven chips, and they have now run out of time.
Well, I hope you were listening closely to that, because here comes your question. How many tins of baked beans did they put in the trolley? The answer you needed was in the clip, but can you remember it? Questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of a group we call the 3 Fs, frivolous, familiar, and fun rounds. Common knowledge questions about pop culture, about everyday items, and the world around us. So, question 5. Which well-known chocolate bar was originally advertised as a chocolate crisp? Well, you may not remember this, but if you think about some popular chocolate bars, you might land on the answer. What could be described as chocolate crisp? Here's question 6. Which name is given to a children's toy comprising a metal spring which is capable of climbing down stairs? We all had one of these, didn't we? Simpler times, eh? The hours of fun you could have with a simple metal spring. Question 7 now. Which famous comedy actor was the voice of the genie in the Disney animated movie Aladdin? It's one of Disney's 90s classics, but which movie star voiced the character of the genie? Are you heading for a perfect 10 score? Let's see what question 8 can do for you. It's 2 in, 2 out, and it's time to do some alphabetical chopping and changing. Which two letters can you change in the word button, B-U-T-T-O-N, to make the name of a US state capital? Question 9 is called I know this. As with a bit of logic and a little bit of deduction, an extra point could be yours. So here we go. Which is the only star sign in the Western zodiac that begins and ends with the same letter? And here we are at question 10, the final question of the day. And as always, we finish Flashback Friday with a riddle. See if you can figure this riddle out. Turn me on my side and I am everything. Cut me in half and I am nothing. What am I? Remember, it's a riddle. And there you have it. Those are your questions for this Good Friday, Flashback Friday. Another week of brain training almost over. Get your scorecards ready. And if you haven't already got one, please go over to our website, www.perfect10.uk, to get yours. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score? Let's find out. Here come the answers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question 1. Is Easter Island located in the northern or the southern hemisphere? The answer is the southern hemisphere. Now, the island was originally settled around 700 AD, but the name Easter Island originated with the European explorer Jacob Roggeveen, who first saw the island and its legendary stone heads on Easter Sunday in 1722. Question 2 here, say, I asked you which phrase was hidden in these sounds.
Excuse me, that's mine.
Sorry.
Use yours.
And the answer I was looking for is blow your own trumpet. It's a good one. Well done if you got that one, by the way. Question 3 was a sequence question. Which planet comes next in this sequence? Earth, Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, and then what? And the answer is Neptune, because this is a list of the planets of our solar system when listed alphabetically. Question 4 was our memory question, and today we were dashing around a supermarket. How many tins of baked beans did they put in the trolley? Well, they did manage to grab 4 tins of beans. Question 5, and we're into the 3 Fs now. Which well-known chocolate bar was originally advertised as a chocolate crisp? The answer is the Kit Kat. The original 4-finger version of the bar was developed after a worker at the Roundtree's factory put a suggestion in the recommendation box for a chocolate bar that a man could take to work in his pack-up. It was launched in September 1935 in the UK as Roundtree's Chocolate Crisp. It was renamed Kit Kat after World War II. Question 6 was all about a childhood favourite. Which name is given to a children's toy comprising a metal spring capable of climbing downstairs? Well, everybody loves a Slinky. An estimated 400 million Slinkies have been sold since its invention in 1943. In 1985, Slinky even went to space aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery. Dr. Rhea Seddon found that Slinky behaved very differently in space. It won't slink at all, Dr. Seddon said in a telecast. It just sort of droops. And there you have it. Question 7. Which famous comedy actor was the voice of the genie in the Disney animated movie Aladdin? It was, of course, the legendary and much missed Robin Williams. According to reports, Robin Williams recorded over 16 hours of improvised dialogue, which led to some of the most memorable lines of the film. Similarly, Robin Williams recorded over 60 celebrity impressions for the movie, such as Groucho Marx and Robert De Niro. Question 8, and it's the answer to two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word button to make the name of a US state capital? Well, if you change the letter U for a letter O and change the first letter T to a letter S, you get the city of Boston, B-O-S-T-O-N, and Boston is the capital of the state of Massachusetts. Question 9 was, I know this, let's see if you did, which is the only star sign in the Western Zodiac that begins and ends with the same letter. And the answer is Sagittarius. And finally, question 10. Turn me on my side and I am everything. Cut me in half and I am nothing. What am I? The answer I'm looking for is the number 8. On its side, it looks like the symbol for infinity. So that's everything. And when you cut it in half, it looks like a zero. Nothing. And that's the answer. What a riddle, after all. And that's another week of quizzing over and done. Very well done for taking part. And in the meantime, remember, very important, to subscribe to our podcast. And then the next episode will download automatically without you having to think about it. Also, follow us across our social media channels so you don't miss out on any of our rants or any of our bonus visual questions. And if you'd like to quiz yourself and the family during the Easter break, our Perfect 10 book is available in stores and online, and it's brilliant fun for all of your mates and all of your family. Which leaves me to say, I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect Easter weekend. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect 10 for more information.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.